Here's Scott Galletti.
Eichmeyer rolling underhander, no good. Rebound tap by Kirkin in the hands of Adams. Here comes New Mexico. Williams runs the floor. The Greenwood spins in traffic. Bank it up and in. What a shot by Hugh. Walker snaps the pass, right wing Kendall Williams. Nice pass to Bairstow, slam! Dunk two-handed. It's Kendall Williams on the right wing against Wright, hooks a pass, wide open for three. It's Kirk, he got it straight away, Alex Kirk. It's Williams on the left base, baseline drive, reverse it up and in. Kendall Williams, it's a 7-0 run by New Mexico, 40-30. That's the biggest lead. Timeout, San Diego State. Williams lost the dribble, gave it to Adams, right wing to Greenwood, right corner, Snell for three, bullseye, Tony Snell. Kirk on the right wing, inside the arc, gives the ball to Snell with 18 to shoot, 4-0, the Louisville's trail early. Snell, lob it into Kirk, he's in very deep, underneath the hoop, he reverses it up and in. Alex Kirk.
And Alex Kirk averaging 20 points a game the first two times these teams played.
Three ball left side, that's no good by DeJohn Jones. He gets the rebound though. Throws it underneath, Kirk with a block. Mosier with the shot, Kirk blocked it. There's a lead pass to Williams, ahead of the pack, score!
Alex Kirk's been anchoring the defense all tournament long. Right there, Mike Mosier challenged him, and Alex Kirk got all ball.
Left-handed layup by Williams, ties the game. We have 17:45 to play. First half, 4-4 your score. Mosier straight away for three. In and out, stays out. Greenwood with the board for New Mexico. Lobos getting past the jitters, perhaps. Here's Williams, right wing, out to Snell. Snell had a three, didn't take it. Now left wing, it's Greenwood. Dribbles toward the left corner, out to Bairstow. He drives in traffic, lays it up, no. And the ball goes out of bounds. It remains New Mexico ball, but no call on the play. They're going to let them play. Have to think here today.
One thing you like to see there, you like to see Cameron Bairstow challenging Anthony Bennett and Mike Mosier inside. Those guys are good shot blockers. You always want to attack good shot blockers. Force them to foul you. Don't shy away from them. Give them space to block your shot.
Snell to Williams. Knifes his way down the lane. Underhander no good. Mosier with the rebound for UNLV. Here comes DeJohn Jones, and it's going to be a block on Hugh Greenwood. Greenwood tried to get there to draw the charge, but DeJohn Jones just a half step ahead of him. Foul number one on Hugh. Team foul number one. 4-4 your score. 17-15 to play in the first half. We're at the Thomas and Mack Center. DeJohn Jones gives the ball to Marshall. Marshall left wing. Marshall drives to the left wing side. To Bennett, three-pointer. That's short. Rebound tip taken by Bairstow. Here come the Lobos the other way. Kendall Williams, nice down the right angle. Guarded by Reinhardt. Williams dribbles now top of the key. Swings it to Snell. He's open for three. He got it! 7 straight for UNM. It's 7-4. Lobos on top. 16:40 to play first half. Another $10 donated by Bank of the West to Special Olympics New Mexico. Here's Mosier on the right block against Kirk. Mosier out to Marshall. Marshall uses the Mosier screen, comes on the near side. Now he knifes his way past three defenders, gives it out to Mosier for three. Off the back iron, no good. Bennett goes over the back of Bairstow, gets the rebound and jams it home with two hands. That's an athletic play by Bennett. When I say over the back, I didn't mean a foul. I mean he reached over and literally took it away from Cameron.
Yeah, he can do some things that other people just physically cannot do, and that's why he's a lottery pick.
Yeah, that was athleticism. Don't get me wrong. Here's Snell right wing. Gives the ball to Williams. 7-6, Lobos lead. Williams pulls up right wing. That's going to be short. And a rebound taken by UNLV. Here comes DeJohn Jones. Gives the ball to Reinhardt. Back to Bryce DeJohn Jones. Now to Marshall. Marshall right angle. Guarded by Williams. Entertainment plus so far here in the early going. 15:40 to play first half. Marshall backing in on Williams. Right angle. Isolated. Comes down the lane. Passes underneath. The Bennett who lays it up and in with the right hand. And just like that, UNLV on a 4-0 run to take an 8-7 lean after the Lobos led 7-4. Bennett already with all 8 points. Right wing, it's Williams. Williams to Kirk, out top, 18-footer. That's going to be too long. Tip by Bairstow, taken by Mosier. He passes near side to Caton Reinhardt, pulls off the pass for three. That's up, no good. Tip by Kirk into the hands of Greenwood. Here comes New Mexico the other way, down by a point. Williams left wing. Williams guarded by DeJohn Jones, down the left block. It's Kirk. He turns on Bennett. A left-handed hook is good. Boy, that's a beautiful shot by Alex Kirk to give the Louisville's a 9-8 lead. Kirk with four.
Boy, talk about doing things other people can't do. Not many guys in college basketball with a left-hand jump hook.
Straight away three for Bennett. That's good. Bennett with all 11 points for UNLV. It's 11-9. Here's Williams on the inbounds play.
Anthony Bennett in this tournament this week, averaging 21 points a game on 72% shooting. Guy's on fire.
14:30 to play first half. Lobos down by two. Here's Williams right wing. Down the lane to Bairstow. He's against Mosier. He cuts in traffic. Fight it up and in. Basket's good. He is fouled. Cameron Bairstow just using sheer power gets the bucket. The foul is on Mike Mosier, his first team foul, number one. Timeout on the court. We have 14:21 to play in the first half. It's a doozy so far. It's number 14, UNM 11, UNLV 11. This is Louisville Basketball from Learfield Sports. New Mexico 11 and UNLV 11. Cameron Bairstow to shoot a free throw when we come back. 14:21 to play in the first half. And when you look at UNLV and New Mexico right now, Scott D, almost mirror images. 5 of 11 for UNLV shooting, 5 of 10 for the Lobos, but 5 of 6 for Anthony Bennett.
Yeah, Anthony Bennett is just a stud. I mean, he's just a guy that can, you know, he's dunking on guys, getting offensive rebounds, and then dunking, knocking down threes. But I like what New Mexico's doing right now in this sense. UNLV's going to get transition. In other words, they're going to get the ball and push it. The question is, will New Mexico get back and communicate well enough to pick up guys in transition? Is UNLV going to get open looks, or will New Mexico be there to meet them on the catch? So far, New Mexico doing a good job in transition of finding a man.
Bairstow can't connect on a free throw. UNLV with the basketball on the rebound. Here come the running Rebels. 11 all, 14-10 to play in the first half. Bennett left wing almost slipped against Bairstow. Down on the left block. Here's Marshall. His pass underneath. Kim Birch had a blocked inside. I believe that was Greenwood who got the block. Maybe it was Kirk. I was screened out by the mass of bodies. Snell on the right wing. He lost control of the ball as they knock it away. Marshall has it. Down the middle comes Marshall all the way to the rack. Left-handed layup is good. Anthony Marshall makes it 13-11 UNLV with 13:42 to play first half. Marshall gets the first bucket for anyone not named Anthony Bennett for UNLV. Williams right wing guarded by Reinhardt. Williams gives the ball to Snell. Off the pass three. That's no good. Rebound Bennett. Bennett already with two rebounds to go along with 11 points. UNLV on offense. Here's DeJohn Jones almost walking. Put it up. No, the rebound loose and taken by Cameron Bairstow as it was finally hit by Williams into Bairstow's hands as UNLV kept the loose ball alive to begin with. Williams right angle, double teamed by Bennett and Reinhardt. Now gives the ball to Bairstow against Bennett. Now left wing Greenwood. Now he's picked up by Bennett. Mismatch somewhere. Bairstow, free throw line jumper at 15. Nice shot. Boy, Cameron has just developed an outside shot over the course of the year. And Bairstow with four. Lobos catch him at 13. 12:45 to play first half. We're at the Thomas and Mack Center in Las Vegas. Here's a long three by Bennett. That's no good, but Bairstow's going to be called for the foul, and I think that's going to be a three-point shot. Bairstow with his first, and the Lobos with their second.
Well, part of the thing that makes Anthony Bennett so difficult to guard is that even at 6'9", he's stepping out, knocking down three-pointers, but he's got great explosiveness. So when you close him out, you just have to make a decision. Am I going to get up in his body and take away that three, or am I going to back off and make sure I don't give up the drive? Right there, Cameron Bairstow just got a little too physical, a little too close on the closeout.
Bennett averaging 16 points. Hits the free throw. He has two more coming. The other impressive thing about Bennett, 70% at the foul line. So a big guy who can shoot from the outside. He gets to the line a lot. That's his 115th make and 165 tries. He misses the next one. Bennett with 12. Lobos trail 14-13 against UNLV. UNM went on that 7-0 run to take a 7-4 lead. It's been back and forth since that time. So Bennett, one more coming. 12:40 to play first half. Glad to have you along here on the Louisville Radio Network. Finals of the Mountain West Conference Tournament. Bennett puts it up and Bennett puts it in. 15-13, UNLV on top. 13 of the 15 collected by Anthony Bennett. Greenwood top of the key, gives the ball to Chad Adams. Out of Highland High to Williams, off the pass for two, too strong. Rebound into the hands of Savon Goodman. Goodman out of Philadelphia, freshman, 6'6", 210. Now the ball almost stolen away by Greenwood. It's a tie-up. Marshall tying up Greenwood. And held ball. It's going to go out of bounds to New Mexico. Wasn't sure if Marshall was going to be able to call a timeout or not. He couldn't. Lobos get the ball by virtue of the possession arrow.
One thing about UNLV, they'll play very fast, but then they'll do things like Anthony Marshall just did right there. They get a little bit out of control. Not quite great decision-making. And as a result, they'll keep you in the game.
Lobos on offense, trailing by a deuce. Greenwood right wing, out top to Adams. Left wing, Snell. Snell against Goodman. Now out top, Greenwood for three. He buries it. A straightaway trifecta for Hugh Greenwood. So he drains the triple, 16-15. New Mexico on top with 11:47 to play first half. And Greenwood gets on the board with three. Reinhardt guarded by Williams. Gets the ball to Savon Goodman. Now bounces left base. Here's Birch having it blocked by Kirk. Taken by Adams. Lobos with the basketball. Coming the other way. Up by one. Williams uses a ball screen by Kirk. Swings the ball left wing. Greenwood another three. Got it again. Well, name that player who's going to step up. Well, this time, it's Hugh Greenwood. Timeout, UNLV. We talked about it on the pregame show, Scott D, that this team is dangerous because you never know who's going to get hot at the right time. Yesterday was Tony Snell. In this occasion, it's Hugh Greenwood.
Hugh Greenwood continuing to shoot the ball well, especially late in the season. And one thing we've seen about Hugh throughout his whole career here is that he's clutch. And yeah, I know it's early in the first half, but this is a big game. And he's rising to the occasion right now. UNLV putting a lot of pressure on Tony Snell and on Kendall Williams. And probably not paying enough attention to Hugh Greenwood.
11:18 to play. By the way, that three-pointer, another $10 donated by Bank of the West to Special Olympics New Mexico. Lobos on top, 19-15, 11:18 to play in the first half. Reinhardt right in front of us, inbounds the ball. Another new man, Daquan Cook out there, gives the ball to Reinhardt, whose pass was tapped out of bounds. And a media timeout called on the court. 11-12 to play first half. It's number 14, New Mexico 19, UNLV 15. This is Louisville basketball from Learfield Sports.